The COVID-19 pandemic made masks more mainstream, but for Dr. Sean Wu Lu, the face mask is also a piece of family history. Lu's an emergency medicine physician at Massachusetts General Hospital, or MGH, and she and her daughter Kylie have a new children's book out called Masked Hero. It's about Lu's great-grandfather, Wu Lenda. He invented the predecessor of what's now the N95 mask more than a century ago. We spoke with Dr. Lu recently, and she started off telling us about how her great-grandfather, Dr. Wu's legacy, lives on today.
So I grew up hearing the stories about my great-grandfather and was inspired to go into medical school, but it really was when COVID hit that it really hit home what it was like to be confronting a mysterious illness that was deadly. So I ended up putting my daughter, when schools were locked down and she was in first grade, I turned to an online, Boston University course for kids. And she was supposed to write an assignment about someone. And I said, we really have to have you understand what your ancestor did. And at that time, there was some debate about who should be wearing masks. So we read a little bit about her, my great-grandfather, and basically had her write like 4 pages, what a 60-year-old can do. And then that inspired us to just think about, all the books that she was reading at the time and how there was just not that much in terms of representation of Asians. And I looked at her and I said, we're just going to do this. We're going to just write this story so that other children and families know about this story.
And of course, it was also a time when we were seeing increases in anti-Asian American hate in the country. It must have been something for your daughter to see, really, the book's called Masked Hero, to see this real person, a relative who had made a change by inventing this mask after a plague had swept through Northeast China, in the very, very early 1900s, and see a hero that was not only a relative, but was Asian.
Yes, that was, definitely during that time, when there were a lot of things being said, like Kung Flu and China Flu, that I felt like this is one way we can make a difference, that we can increase the type of representation of East Asian historical figures. And I, at that time, as a mom, you just didn't know where the country was going to go. There was so much racial tension. And I was, I wanted to do something for my children so that they would always be proud of their heritage and their ancestry.
So briefly tell us the story of your great-grandfather, of Wu Lenda.
So yeah, thank you. So he was born in Malaysia. His parents had come from China and basically studied hard, wanted to be a doctor, and went to Cambridge University and was the first person of Chinese descent to graduate in medicine, and then spent years in various labs in Europe, and ultimately years later was recruited to northern China, where they were having this huge outbreak of the plague, and ultimately he did the first autopsy in China and discovered that it wasn't being transmitted through rats, but it was being transmitted through respiratory droplets. And so ends up designing this mask of gauze and cotton to really prevent people from spreading the disease. And through various other public health interventions like quarantining and isolation, ends up ending the plague in 4 months, and ultimately ends up going on to implement a public health system in China and just bring a lot more of the allopathic type traditional medicine or medicine into China.
Now, that mask is credited with essentially being the predecessor of the N95, yes?
So, yeah, the first respiratory mask. So people wore masks before, but not for specifically the transmission of respiratory droplets or in epidemics. And that ultimately ends up being the predecessor to what Peter Tsai designs later on, which is the N95.
And one of the things that you make a point, it's a children's book, but there are some substantial public health points in this book, Masked Hero, about your great-grandfather, Dr. Wu. And one of them is that it's not just the layers, but the way that mask is tied around the face, that it's a full face coverage. It's an understanding that being protected from airborne particles is important. I want to draw that out because he was a germ specialist, and it's hard for us to imagine this, but But that was actually, if I understand from the book correctly, relatively cutting edge understanding at the time as well.
Yes, so you're correct. So he basically creates this mask that at the end of the book, you can see just covers the entire face and even covers a lot of the chin, and it wraps all the way around the ears. And it was just super tight to basically prevent any type of germs from being passed from one person to another. And I think that was what was cutting edge about it, that beforehand people wore masks a lot of times for smells, but not particularly for to halt transmission of respiratory diseases.
We're speaking with Dr. Sean Wu Lu, who is an emergency medicine physician at Massachusetts General Hospital, or MGH. She and her daughter, Kylie, have this new book out called Masked Hero, which tells the story of her great-grandfather who invented essentially the first respirator mask. Have you received any pushback from people who are mask skeptics and think that this is propaganda to kids?
I haven't yet. I imagined if more people know about the story and about the mask, that we may be getting people who have different opinions, which, you know, it's fine. We live in America. We live in a democracy. But I do believe that what Dr. Wu did, or what Wulanda did, was really stand strong and firm in the face of knowing about science. And part of the story is that at the time there was a French physician who said, why should a Chinaman know about, masks, and why should we use them? He ends up going to see patients with this disease and then dies four or five days later. And that is sort of where people start to really believe in my great-grandfather's invention.
Ultimately, your great-grandfather wound up essentially holding a conference. People came from all over to a conference to understand the mask and the practices he had put in place to stop this plague in Northeast China. Was there great traction, and how did it affect the flu pandemic that came just a few years later?
That's a great question. I think what he did was, right after the plague ended, so in late March and early April, they end the plague, and essentially weeks, to months later, they basically organized this entire, huge international plague conference, which is the first of its kind, to really share their best practices and share evidence of what they had done. And essentially, those people who were leaders in their own countries brought that back, and I think made a huge impact in 1918 when the influenza pandemic emerges, because you do see a lot of people wearing masks. And at the same time, there are a lot of people who were against wearing masks. So the mask debate that we saw through COVID is certainly not something that's new.
Dr. Lu, what do you and Kylie most want people to take away when they read this book?
Well, we'd love to share the story of, many of us wore masks during COVID, during the COVID pandemic, and to know the history behind that, and that this was invented a century ago, and that was a forerunner of the N95 mask, and also that public health interventions can really be powerful, and that we wear these things and do these things for public health initiative. We do public health initiatives in order to protect ourselves and to protect others. And the other thing is that we want children to know that heroes come from all sorts of races and genders and sizes.
That was Dr. Sean Wu Lu, emergency medicine physician at MGH. She co-authored a new children's book, Masked Hero, with her daughter, Kylie. She spoke with us earlier this month.